Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Game Corner with Being a Dick. We didn't get so many views, but it's kind of going up a little bit on
BitChute.
I mean, yeah, people usually build up. I mean, I know some people are just probably watching this on Pornhub, but whatever. We're just delivering it. We're delivering the story. I don't know what they're delivering, but
well, they're showing all the cutscenes.
Yeah,
basically.
They're probably showing the cutscenes. I put Mom's diary in there. I feel a lot better knowing it's out of sight. A soft hotel bed, I love it. It's such an upgrade from that mattress. I bet. I'm not too vain, but I like having a big mirror like this one. But I'm not too sure about the placement yet. Dad asking Lewis to help us with the windows is fantastic. Lewis is such a nice guy, too.
Well, you need to put that on the wall.
My own TV, wow.
Hell yeah. Watch some.
I thought this panel would look cool on this wall. Hope I was right. Yep, it looks super good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man, that's a fucking nice looking place, ain't it?
Shoot, for I can't believe college, they're gonna throw it away. I don't think that would have gone like that usually.
For a college damn thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got anything. Oh, we gotta update the board.
All right. Hey, see if you can watch some TV while you're in free room. Controller.
I hit it before. I thought the controller would be a render, though. Morning, brother. So, this is what smells so good? After the high yesterday, I figured we could all eat some decent breakfast together to celebrate. I hope you're hungry. That's fucking awesome of you. Do you need any help? No, I got this, but I appreciate it if you told the boys it's breakfast soon. Hey, I'm on it. Boom. Jill. All
right.
We saw that one.
All right.
What do we not see? Okay. Oh, wow. That's the first time you guys have ever seen her fully nude.
Well, I wouldn't say fully nude. There is one of her fully nude.
Well, we don't...
That one.
Oh, yeah. That one. Yeah. Breakfast isn't ready yet, and I still have things to do. God, look how the place looks now.
Looks a lot nicer.
Shit, yeah.
Makes them not want to trash it.
Rhythmic breathing. Oh, he's doing some planks. I need to do those. Yeah, don't mind me. I don't want to interrupt your workout. Planks are fucking hard.
Oh, yeah, it can be done. It's better.
I know, but it's... You just have to focus.
It's supposed to be better than crunches or push-ups.
I didn't know that. I should probably do more of those. It's good. I'm almost done anyway. What's on your mind? I'm letting you know that John Boy's making breakfast for us. Ah, beautiful. I'm just gonna finish here real quick, grab a shower, and I'll be with you. All right. How long are you supposed to plank? If you're wondering where Jamie is, he's on.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you start out small and build up.
Like a minute?
As long as you can.
As
first,
long as you can,
then,
yeah.
You know,
then you
give
build.
Your arms a day of rest. You don't do it one time and then stop. You do it. You know, you do a workout. Say you work out your arms. Next day would be legs, so you don't wear your arm. So your arm.
And you're planking like this?
Well, planking. When you do anything, it wears your muscle down. You need to give it a day to regenerate. That's how your muscles get bigger and stronger.
Okay.
If you keep doing it every day, you just keep breaking your muscles down.
Okay. If you're wondering where Jamie is, he's on the porch. I don't know if you've been there before, but it's next to the stairs to Tommy's room. Good to know. Thanks. Man, everything looks nice.
Yeah.
Well, remember, I had him clean his... I remember I had him clean his room.
Oh, yeah.
He's drawing. This room is like night and day. Wow. I'm so happy about it, Grim. If the windows are fixed, it's perfect. Yeah, I have some news about that, but I want to tell everyone about it at the same time. I get it. So I mentioned to Tommy that we went to the Hots party. How did he take it? Better than I thought he would. Was he mad? Or wasn't he mad? No, I got the vibe that he's calmed down about it. I think he's coming to his senses. He told me he's going to try to talk to Quinn again, so that's progress. Good, he should. Thanks for telling me. So John Boy's treating us with breakfast this morning? Awesome. I'll be right there.
Now I'm hungry.
Hell yeah.
Talking about breakfast.
Hell yeah. Want some fucking eggs and bacon? I don't even care if I can't eat it. I'm like, it's eggs and bacon. I'm going to die at some point. I might as well enjoy
it. Eggs and bacon is not necessarily bad for you.
No.
It's when you mix the carbs with it, probably.
Carbs are... Oh, I have a high carb
They're
diet.
Good. It depends on the carbs you get.
Right.
If it's all bread and stuff.
Yeah. Ass man, please enter my humble abode. What the hell?
Pretty
dude,
good.
What the fuck?
That's a nice
Do closet. You like it? It's, the word you're looking for is unique. You put up a chandelier in here? Yeah, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it in the truck. Remind me to thank Neil for it again. Now look over here. I want to show you something amazing. Beautiful, isn't it? Wow, did Jacob paint that? Yeah, he's quite the craftsman. I'm sure he's very talented. You got yourself some nice abs there. Well, he didn't want to draw my cock, so we compromised. The chicks will love this one. I bet your kind of girl will. So, you're turning this place into a bar? Not just a bar, the Moose Lounge. Want to cut loose? Visit the Moose. Can I interest you in a glass of vodka?
If it's not up your ass.
For breakfast?
Ass vodka? No, do.
Yeah, I haven't got mimosas yet, so interested? None for me, thanks. Are you gonna live like this? It's pretty cramped. These are the sacrifices we make for luxury, my friend. Where do you even keep your clothes? I have some of them back here, and some of them are in the attic. It's not that convenient, but dude, did you see the bar? Yeah, I'm happy for you, bro. John Boy made breakfast. For everyone? Yeah, see you in the dining room in a few, okay?
Yeah, he's got his bed back there. What
happened? Wait a minute, I said fix some stuff. Oh, hold on. It says, Jacob's got some real talent. Derek also wanted a TV in his room. Yeah, there's no doubt that's the ass vodka. At least he didn't put a jar of tampons on the bar counter. Back in the bathroom. Damn, that bathroom looks nice.
Oh, yeah.
We still are working on that.
There it is. Main party
room. Did we go to Jamie's room? No, we went to Jamie's room. Jamie's
you looking
room.
For renders?
Jamie's room looks different. No, I'm not looking for renders. Jamie's room looks different. Wow. It's got the bed in a different spot. John Boy's room. We went to John Boy's room. John Boy's not in. Of course, he's making breakfast. Leon's room. Leon still has a little bit of work. Oh, we still got... Yeah, we've got to fix that hall. We will.
It's looking better.
The hall's on the next thing to go.
Main party room's where your board is.
I know. Next room looks good.
It was already decent the last time.
The right hallway's gotten better looking.
Still got a hatchet in that door.
The basketball hoop is back in place. I hope it won't get disturbed by too much. The walls seem to be pretty thin.
It's the movie room.
Yeah, it looks a lot better in there.
Yeah, a render.
Wow! Shark.
Shark Week.
Yeah, Shark Week.
Yeah, I've been watching those.
You've been watching Shark Week?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a tradition. But
I mean,
that's...
I don't watch it every year, but I watch it a little bit. I don't watch every day.
They used to do a Sharknado every year. That was better
well, they've
times.
They've done it on Discovery for years.
I know.
There's
an better time.
Oh, I think it's Down to You or something like it. It had Freddie Prinze Jr. and I can't.
Oh,
Julia
I
Stiles,
know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And they were, and his friend met a girl, and they were going home to watch Shark Week from a party. Like, gotta go home and Shark Week. I think.
Yeah,
that was in
I
the
remember
90s.
That. Yeah.
I can't remember which part of the 90s. It's late 90s, I believe.
Yeah.
Because Julia Stiles is about, she's about my age, or maybe a little older. I got it.
Hang the painting by your desk. Update the board for the dicks. Talk to Leon and Nick. Talk to Jamie and talk to Tommy. Oh, I can study at my desk. We need to do that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, they're there, but... Bro, your dad is the fucking coolest dad ever. Look at all this. I kind of want it all in my room. Go nuts. Everything we don't need, we have to get rid of. I'm a bit out of the loop. How did your dad score all this? There are TVs in here. All of it comes from a hotel he's renovating. The new owner wanted everything to be fresh, so instead of throwing away, Dad brought it to us. Why would they throw it away? It's not broken furniture. Sure, it's a bit used, but still... Yeah, they could have at least donated it. Throwing it away is such a waste. You're right. Maybe we could donate what we don't need. Either that or we can sell it. You know, I volunteered. You know what? I volunteer to handle it. What? Really? Yeah, you guys do so much for all of us. It's my turn to show some initiative. I love to hear it. Just ensure that everyone get what they wanted before you get rid of it. Will do. By the way, John Boy's cooking up some breakfast. Be in the dining room in a few, okay? Got it. Difference is see the guys without their... jackets. Okay. You know what that means. Earn $2. I'm on that. We have $43. We still don't have enough for the windows.
Try to get more people
working now. Yeah, I know. We're gonna try that. Alright, bumping up 40s. So they make more money. So low in these 40s, huh? Below 50s. That's it.
All right.
Everybody's high enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have much left. They look
done. Leon's running still.
Yeah.
Who can finish that?
Leon. John Boy. John Boy. What about him? Together. remember how much guys we got. No. I don't want him there. Nope. I don't want him there. I'll work that. Nobody's worked on the porch yet.
Or you need to send some out to make money.
Yeah, we got three we're gonna do that to. For that kind of money. We'll have one more work on the. There's gotta be something they can do though. There's gotta be something that'll get done in like one person. Yep. Yeah, pretty much anything we do. Either the terrace. Yeah. Alright. Oh, there's nothing there. Alright, that's everything. Everyone's been assigned.
Alright.
Alright. And we'll see how good it looks in the next. See, they're gonna have somebody to fix that. The terrace.
Yeah.
All that stuff there. It's like he's trying to choose what he knows. Okay.
What lemons?
Just a few weeks or so, and you'll be perfect. There you are. Grim, good morning. What is this room? Look at all these flowers. Yeah, I know. It's my side project, I guess you could call it. You did this? Yeah, this is all me. It's pretty cool. Kind of gay, but still. Ugh, it's not gay, dude. Luckily, the alphas didn't destroy all this. Why haven't you mentioned it? Or wait, why hasn't anyone mentioned it? Do you remember the Dick's secret code? This is what you called it for? Yeah, I used my chance not to get mocked for doing this. That was a good choice. Yeah. So that means I shouldn't talk about this then and erase it from my memory? Yeah, so don't mock me for it again. I should tell you the whole story. You see, my mom was a botanist, and growing up I spent many days with her in the garden. She would teach me all about plants and flowers, and I got a few pots of my own where I grew flowers and vegetables. Vegetables too? Yeah, you name it. Tomatoes, cucumbers, chilies, nothing beats that homegrown taste. When I started, it was so exciting to see the seeds coming to life and grow. I still like it a lot, and it's pretty calming. But yeah, a male botanist, not that I would call myself that, isn't easy to explain to guys our age. Especially not when I tell them that I prefer growing flowers. Hell, even my dad didn't like that I did this. He thought I'd turn queer from spending too much time with my mom in the garden. It sounds rough. He came around eventually. Now I felt kind of shitty for mocking you before, sorry. No offense is taken. You're not the first to joke about it. You won't be the last. I know I could just stop doing it while being in college, but I like it so much. It's not worth changing who I am to please others, but I'm still not gonna flaunt it, you know? So I come here to take care of my flowers and plants, relax with some music, and write poetry. And oh yeah, the secret code also covers my poetry. Thanks for sharing. That's brave of you, and I think it's cool that you have another side to you. Would you like to try it with me? No, this isn't for me. Yeah, okay. I hear you. John Boy's cooking breakfast for everyone. I was gonna come get you. I'll need a few more minutes, thanks. I think it's different if he chooses more chick choices.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's forget chicks. Let's garden. Yeah.
No. I mean, if you choose more chick choices, it changes the... Because you have dick or chick, and chick changes... Yeah. There's actually a chick ending to the game. There's a dick ending and a chick ending. I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Think you gotta find everybody.
had been out on the porch.
Hang a painting by your desk and talk to Tommy.
Hang a painting on your desk.
I forgot to do that.
Go to your desk, sir.
The fuck is my desk?
Fine. It's not good.
It's, yeah, I know. It's weird how this...
There's your desk.
Slowly but surely, this place is getting organized for the better. Love my jacket. Looks good hanging there. This is such a nice desk and chair. This is going to be my study area. It should look pretty. I could hang one of Jacob's art pieces on the wall and decorate the desk. My fake ID. Guess I'm a Texan, born and bred. My wallet. Maybe I can afford to set aside some money, more money as pocket money. Don't upgrade your wallet. I should study a bit. Study math. It will do for now. My old phone. It's always good to have a spare, but I hope I never have to use that one again. Hell week, a weird and fun week. I got to know Derek. I always remember how I won that competition 9-7. 9-7. We whooped his ass. Talk to Tommy. Mm-hmm. I've been everywhere. Look, I've been everywhere. Where the fuck is Tommy?
I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Trouble I've had my share, man. Yeah. 16, 17, 18.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised how many of those old songs are talking about hooking up with 16.
Oh, I know. That was a thing.
I've heard some Ray Charles ones.
Shit, that was a thing. Now it's like, oh, you're grooming all this other shit. It's like, dude, that's what happened. Oh, Tommy.
Tommy, man.
Huh? Time for breakfast. John Boy's been cooking for us. Okay, whatever. You're sweating. Are you okay? It's none of your fucking business. All right, it was just a question. Take it easy. Let's eat some feet.
Find out who those feet belong to.
Not food. Find out who those feet belong to at some point.
Curious.
And free roam. That smells so good, dude. I've missed your cooking. Diggin', boys. After all this hard work, we've earned to eat breakfast together like this. Almond milk.
I thought this was a straight fraternity.
It's not, my mother drinks almond milk. There's nothing wrong with organic almond milk.
She's not a D.
Thanks for going the... It doesn't have soy in it.
Does it? I don't know. I'd look that up.
You go look that up for me, because I drank that shit for a while. I want to make sure I don't...
I think it does.
Thanks for going the extra mile for us.
But it doesn't taste like milk.
It tastes good, though. I thought it tastes better than milk. That's what family does. You get that coconut almond milk? Holy shit, that shit's awesome. Morning. You're just in time for breakfast. Oh yeah, dude, that coconut almond milk is good, dude. Thanks, I already ate.
We'll see, I'll give it a try.
Are you all right there, Tommy? It's better for you than regular milk, for real.
If I can't put alcohol in it,
Oh, you can.
I'm sure you can make something with it.
Yeah, it's nothing. I didn't mean to snap at you before. You know what? I might switch it up for Dr. Pepper. I've instead like add some rum and put it in the coconut milk. I wonder if that'll work. That might actually be pretty good. Kind of like a white Russian, but it's coconut. I wonder. I'm good. You know what? I'm thinking. Because as I haven't drank in a while,
might be like a float type.
But I like white Russians, so that might be good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Fuck, this fucking bacon is sucking. I still got some rum in there. Fucking bacon is so fucking good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Next time I do my Saturday show, I'm going to bring some of that.
I'm so damn hungry now.
I know, me too. And I can't eat. It's 2:30 in the morning.
I can't
because I can't. I can't eat like 2 hours before bed. It fucks my ass in. Graham, tell your dad thanks again, will you? Yeah, I will. I can't believe our luck. Yeah, I'm so stoked about all the new furniture. It's gonna feel like a home again. You saw the furniture, Tommy? No, I'll take a look at it later. What about you, Nick? I checked it all out this morning with Leon. It must have been heavy to carry all of it. We did all right, didn't we? Once again, Grim comes through for us. He sure fucking did. Praise other dicks.
All right. Yeah, do that.
Don't sell yourself short, though. Look at us. Derek's been working hard and always has a positive attitude. Rusty is still great later through all of this and got us a recurring job. John Boy's always optimistic and look how he boosts our morale today. Fucking great effort, dude. And Tommy also got us a job. We need that money. Before breakfast, Nick volunteered to either sell or donate the furniture we don't want or need. Jacob's been having a hard time with what happened, but he's pushing on with us. Jamie's always helping out, makes this place better by doing what he's good at. Leon's been helping out with transportation for that tarp. It's not just one of us doing the job. Everyone's pulling their weight, and that's why this will work. It's fucking true. Now we only have to fix the rooms and the windows, and then we go back to having parties, guys. Yeah, we're getting closer, but we're not quite there yet. Please, please, let it be done before Halloween. Dude, it's gotta be. I'm not skipping on Halloween. While we're all here, how about recapping where we're at? How are we doing, Grim? I think you're the one who knows us best by now. Or knows best by now, rather. I do have a couple of announcements, but we're having breakfast now. Is it okay, guys? Go ahead. So the dumpster is here until Friday. Let's make the best use of it. After it's gone, it's going to be a pain in the ass to get rid of any larger furniture. Speaking of furniture, the free furniture my dad got us helped us out a lot, but there's another thing he promised to help us with. The windows. He knows a guy. Well, I know him too who can help us. Of course, we'll still need to pay for it, but Dad's looking to getting the work done for free. This guy, Lewis, owes him one. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Thank your dad for us. He's amazing. With the furniture and the help from Lewis, our lives just got a lot easier, but we'll still need to work. We have worked hard on the mansion and we're going places. I think we'll be able to wrap up the work within a month. That's good news, guys. And regarding the windows and our budget, you guys have been working hard, but we're still not quite there yet. We need to focus on earning money if we're going to make it before it gets too cold outside. That is concerning. Let's keep working hard. For now, don't get demotivated, brothers. If anything, this should motivate you to work harder. Next time, we're about 68% done with restoring the mansion, and we haven't ordered the windows. They're letting us know where we're at and what we need to do. So we're only 68. That's good, but we're not there yet. We'll probably be about 75 when we get done with the other thing. And we haven't ordered the windows. So there you have it. Thanks for the report, Grim. What else is new? Anyone? Not much for me. Jacob finished painting my portrait. You should come drop by and have a look. It's terrific. I'm happy you like it. And that's pretty much what's new with me. I'm trying to paint again. Yeah, I'm all out of news, at least the interesting ones. I heard that Kathy's quitting. What? Yeah, I overheard one student talking about it. It's kind of a bummer. Is it because of what happened with the cluck? Rusty, I didn't want to do this in front of everyone, but it's not your fault. She told me. Kathy actually told you that? She did. Then whose fault is it? It's the whole situation, dude, but she asked me to tell you that it wasn't your fault. Don't blame yourself for this. She's excited to start a new job. I see. Sorry, I didn't think my news would be a mood killer. I fucked Tania again. Oh, alright, I told you already. I got nothing. Well, I have a question. I'm wondering something. It's kind of girl-related. This might sound weird, but I want to check with you, all of you. The first time you got laid, how was it? Are you drinking already? No. Then why are you asking virgin questions? Haha, it does sound like a virgin question. I'm wondering if it was perfect or if she expected it to be perfect. That's all. I fucked a classmate at recess in one of the study rooms. Nothing about it was perfect except for the aim of my load. Hit her right in the face. Nice. Yeah, I should probably prepare her for it. Long story short, getting slapped improves your orgasm.
Where else do you hit her with it?
My first time wasn't any good. It was in the back seat of her dad's pickup truck. It was tight and awkward. The sex or the truck? Both. Well, my first time was sort of perfect. Is it perfect if you have to preface it with sort of? Listen to me. I had a rough start. I didn't know where the hell to put it, but after mushing it around there for a bit, she finally grabbed it and put it in for me. Couldn't you find the hole? Were you drunk? No, Leon, it's called zero knowledge and interest of the female anatomy. Still to this day, I wish for a helping hand during sex. After it was in, the whole thing lasted maybe 3 to 5 minutes. I came inside of her, she started screaming because she didn't use contraceptives at the time. Dude, none of this sounds perfect. Oh, you mean perfect for her? Fuck no. She ran to the bathroom splattering and screaming. She even dripped cum on my new phone. Bro, I'm eating yogurt here. Ah, maybe it's better to ask if anyone did have a perfect story instead of hearing more stories like Derek's. I think the silence answers your question. Some of them do expect it to be perfect, though. Danny did. Danny's not your first one. No, but I was hers. She made me wear 2 condoms. If you never did that before, don't. It hurts like hell and your package ends up looking like a disgusting and shiny dog's dick. What about you?
I want to eat that sausage.
Oh, man. I gotta eat that again. What about you, Grim? No, it wasn't perfect. I loved every bit of it, but it was a bit awkward. And why did you ask us? I was curious and wanted to bond with you. Does anyone want my bacon? Me.
Are you one of those that can't hear disgusting stuff while you're eating?
Please wash your dishes. Your mom doesn't work here. World's okayest teacher.
That's good.
That's some chill hop. So what did you do about him? What do you think? I had to fail him. He's a nice kid and all, but he thought that photons have spin. Half. Maybe he was confusing it with electrons? Doesn't matter. Prerequisite knowledge for anyone taking my class. Sips. Here you go. Is there a card to sign? For Kathy, is there a card? Yes, it's on the board next to my office. It's such a sad day today. Feels like it came out of nowhere. Did they decide on a replacement yet? You'll have to ask someone else about that. I'm gonna miss her. You know, we used to exchange words in the copier room before tests. I wonder who I'll be doing that with now. Excuse me, I have class.
Please wash. Your mom doesn't work here.
Right.
That's good.
What? Pink, what? Feeling good about yourself today, I bet. Yes and no. Well, I know, you studied so much. Knowing what to discuss only matters if I get a partner I can discuss it with. At least I can try to steer it in the right direction this time. Last week we only had lectures. That was kind of disappointing. Maya. Hey, girls. How are you? I'm okay. Are you sure? Yeah, why? I just wanted to check on you. We miss you. We plural? Yeah, right, Sarah. Doesn't feel right, I guess. I mean, I don't really know you, and I don't think we would agree on a lot of things based on this class. Sarah, let me be fucking honest with her, geez. Chill, Ash. Still, it sucks what happened. It was good fun, or at least it was meant to be. Sorry, so I'm sorry if I did something to add to what happened. I just wanted to have fun. I didn't mean to hurt you. Thanks, I appreciate that. Camilla, Riona, and Elena say hi, by the way. For what it's worth, I know Melanie would, too. Wendy, do you want to talk to me? I did. Please sit down. Listen, what you and I did in those bushes was a wonderful thing. Shut up and listen to her. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Pink, whatever beard it burns? I mean, you showed me another side to you that I didn't know you had. A much gentler side. Will she notice if I throw up in my mouth? The way you consoled and engulfed me, no other man has ever done that before. Yep, it's coming. I can feel that acid taste in my saliva. Been there before. That said, it can't happen again, no matter how much you want it. Wait, what? Please, Derek, let me finish. I'm not looking for a relationship or someone to make love to. I'm here to focus on my studies, and I fear that what you and I have will get in the way of that. We're too different on a fundamental level. I would like to ask you to keep what we have purely as a friendship, if that, and be mature about it. You've shown me that there are other sides to men than the ones I've seen, and for that I will always be thankful to you. You pretty much single-handedly changed my views on men. Feels good, huh? It does. Ha! 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 Just when you thought this fucking class couldn't surprise you anymore. Derek has left the building. Class, no discussions today. Due to a headache, I'm offering you the chance to catch up if you're behind or get some time off if you're not. Wow.
Nice.
No discussion? We pay to be here. Well, discuss if you want, but it's not necessary for your grade. Recap what's been taught since day one. You'll save yourself a bit of studying for the midterms. That means time off for me. What about you? I think I'll stay for a while. I'm a bit behind on discussion, so it could be helpful. Okay, have fun. Maya has left the building.
Check her out.
Grim, are you free? Hey, Wendy, I was looking for someone to discuss with. Do you want to? Am I a joke to you? What the fuck is happening? I thought he'd be mature about it, but he just laughed in my face. What are we talking about? Derek, he just laughed and left. I feel like a fool. Wow, this is just like junior high school all over again. All those memories are flashing before my eyes right now. Let me tell you. Oh, fuck, here we go. I thought I was done with this shit. Back then, kids made fun of me because of my lisp. Can you guess what they called me? Lisping Wendy? No, fatso. It had nothing to do with my speech impediment. It's because of my weight. I've always been big bone, but a lot of it is muscle, you know? It's like 30% muscle. Is that a lot? That seems to be normal. I weighed 200 pounds back then. Today I'm more like 232. Well, 230 if I've taken a dump before stepping on the scale. What I want to say is that true or just bullshit that you...
No, you can lose weight using the bathroom.
I didn't know that.
It's weight in your body.
Okay, you're right. Okay. But
like
I want to say...
It's like you pee a lot before you weigh.
Oh, I didn't know that. What I want to say is I've basically always been a muscular girl. I can't help it. Sure, I've tried diets to become less muscular and to lose some fat, but the fat is really, really the issue.
Is that what they're calling it these days? Oh, yeah. This is all muscle right here.
It's the muscles. Muscles weigh more than fat.
To lose muscle.
Oh, my God. I've eaten nothing but carbs, only carbs, nothing but fat, only fat. But I've never tried going vegan. I've tried going vegetarian once, and it made me want to barf. When I went fruitarian? I found out I'm allergic to strawberries. Wait, I mean pineapple. I always confuse those two. And there's something in guacamole that I'm allergic to as well. I think it's the lime. I am also having problems with lime. Yep. Wendy, what are you talking about? What is this? I can't even eat those lime Pringles anymore. I used to be able to drink lime Gatorade. Can't do lime anymore.
I'm particular about what I have lime on.
I'm telling you about Derek. You're really hot, though. Ugh, you're really not, though. No, she's not really hot. You're really not, though. You're talking about your childhood and food, and I have no clue what the hell I'm doing here. You're supposed to listen to me. Why? That's not why I'm here. And I see you're one of those fake people who only pretends to listen. I bet you didn't even listen at all to me. I did, but I don't... When did I get bullied? In junior high school. What does ass have to do with... What do they bully me for?
Being fat.
See, I listen. How much do I weigh today? Wow, that's not what I signed up for. Answer me. Weight is just a 3-digit number, Wendy. I really don't want to remember this any information. I hate that I know it now. What diet didn't I try yet?
I say, you...
Vegetarian.
Vegan. Vegan, yeah.
You never tried to eat vegan. Wendy, listen, what does this have to do with Derek? You like him in many ways, you know. After sex, he didn't want to listen either. He lasted 6 minutes and could even stay for 5 more to talk to me. I never thought I'd say this, but can we talk about feminism instead? You know what's feministic? Treating genders equal. You know what's not feministic? Treating genders unequal? Not letting the woman come first during sex. And speaking of Derek not satisfying me, he actually stuck his thumb up my asshole. I have heard that she's not the first woman that said that recently.
I know someone
that's a thing that's happening more. Women are saying they don't like it. He couldn't even find the hole at times, and I thought he was bigger, but I don't think he was over 5 inches. And before you say something, I'm not body shaming him. You don't have to be Mr. 7 inches to please me. But the vagina is like 3 to 7 inches deep, and I measured mine to be roughly 6 inches. Think about that for a while. Do you know that he thought I was pregnant, by the way? I may only have had sex 3 times in my life, but it's basic knowledge that you don't get pregnant that fast. Don't you agree? What are you even talking about? And, you don't listen to me again. I am, but this is going nowhere. Oh, really? What am I allergic to? You're allergic to...
strawberries or pineapple.
Pineapple and lime.
No.
Pineapple and lime.
Nope. Pineapple, strawberries. You're the one that said you had a problem with lime.
Pineapple and strawberries. And how much of body weight is muscle? 30%. I don't believe that, by the way. How many times have I had sex?
3.
You told me you had sex 3 times. How big is Derek? Please. 5 inches. How long did he last in bed? 6 minutes. How deep am I? 6 inches. I got one
80.
Wrong. I wonder what one we got wrong. Are we done? I guess. Tell Derek that I don't think highly of him anymore. I'm not sure anyone thinks highly of him, so he's likely aware of it. I should have left with Maya, but no, I had to stay and discuss feminism with Wendy. Maybe it's a waste of time staying here. Uh-oh. What's she up to? I need to check the contacts app for a new message.
Gonna be a photo of Nash got any more of those?
I might. This is less obvious. It doesn't give away that Kathy, not a headache, is the real reason why I'm not teaching you. That's a really hard decision.
I'd say the first one.
I mean, we have as much time as we need.
More sympathetic to her, but the other one just said she's excited about changing jobs, even if. But that might make someone. I don't know. Sometimes what I think about.
Miss Kathy, too. I can't imagine how you must be feeling right now teaching side by side. Everything comes to an end, Grim. It's something you learn living life, especially in university. You'll see how fast people around you change their trajectories and disappear from your life, only become acquaintances at best. It's like you only have a year or two to get to know them and care for them before they're gone. With Kathy, it was different. That's why it hurts more. I don't think she'd end up leaving my side so soon. Changes like these, and you'll still be able to see her outside of work. That's true. We won't lose contact over this, even though we will miss the daily interaction there. I don't intend to burn you with this talk. It's merely looking for distraction and saw my lover standing in front of me.
Don't feel like you can't talk to me, though. Enjoy the sexy time we've had together, that one.
I suppose you're right about that. I'm fond of the talks we've had. They've been very real. Thank you, Grim. If we were alone, I'd steal a kiss from you. Definitely. Now go back to studying or I have to scold you for playing with your phone. You know what? I think I might do that either way. Grim, are you playing with your phone during class? Come on, I'm just checking some facts about gender studies on the internet. That has to be the worst excuse I've ever heard. Hallway! Now!
Okay.
A little over the top or okay? That gave me a boner. Tuck it against your stomach, because this isn't that place to be this isn't the place to be that wild. I'm sorry, I like Jade. You should leave class to make it believable. See you later, Mommy. Thank you all for coming. Now that we figured out how the projector works, we can get started.
They didn't even give her a name. She's just a female teacher.
To prepare for their senior year dissertation, students of economics have a class where they research a chosen subject and give a short presentation of their findings. Here at B&R, it's customary to present this research to other students of economics. One day, it'll be you who stand on this stage to present your research. So please take this opportunity to study what's required of you from these short presentations. First up, we're honored to have the president of the Alpha Nu Omega. Shit, I'm out of water. No, I'm not. It's like, whispers. Have you had your presentation like this? No, not yet. It will either be by spring next semester or a year from now. Many choose to do it earlier to have more time to prepare for their dissertation, so I think I will do that too. Thank you for the warm welcome, and thanks for everyone who's come to hear my presentation. My work title is Give a Man Welfare and You'll Feed Him for the Day. Give a man a job and you will feed him for life. That's actually true.
Yeah. Unless it's a low-paying job.
Even a low-paying job...
I mean, it'll feed you here and there, but it won't feed you like one that you can afford to eat three meals every day.
Right.
I've been there stealing Taco Bell packets for sauce so I'd have something to eat.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, when I first moved to the big city.
Oh, wow.
Way back when.
Holy moly. Oh, what happened to his speech? We played tennis this weekend, well... So you gotta tell me... When you did this, because people probably want to know, you went to Taco Bell and got their sauce packet.
Well, I mean, I ordered like a taco or something, but I loaded enough sauce packets and I could have chips at the house and just pour it on the
chips. Oh, okay. So you ate a lot of chips. Grim is either innocent and bad at tennis or guilty and very good at it. He managed to hit his face a few times and knocked out his prosthetic with a tennis ball. Muffled laugh. Haha, it's not funny. I think it is. As I prepared my research, I did a field study where I asked an assistant to ask people who were on welfare about their job history. I cannot lie, it was tough seeing how they lived in their rental apartments and one-floor villas. Hold on. And often we feel very unsafe just walking through their middle-class neighborhoods. To illustrate the problem, I have some photos I would like to share with the hostess. These are my personal pictures that I took during our field study. And there's my assistant, Lukash. Don't be deterred that he's not wearing a jacket. It was a funny prank during Dante work week. Excuse me, Hell Week.
That was his Hell Week?
He's probably in here with us today. Hi, Lukash. This is embarrassing. Then this is the problem we face in today's society.
Couldn't afford to get his teeth fixed?
As you can see, when poor people live like this on welfare, there's no motivation for them to work. Poor people? That's Bella's block. My findings from the field study in economic research, which I will soon present, all lead to the conclusion that the current state of welfare is too dangerous, and that the solution to this problem is to leave people to their own devices in order to motivate them to work. Any questions so far? Yes. Lovely. It looks like I got the audience buzzing with questions. Oh my god! Grim! Grim? Grim!
That ain't good. I hate to tell you.
Shut that off right now! Huh? I'm so terribly sorry. I have no idea how that got in there.
I think Jill's not gonna.
I'm humiliated. I can't imagine how you feel right now, having your junk put on display like that by accident. No, please, that's not mine. Mine's not even a quarter of that thing. I'm telling you, that's Dick who crashed our party. He sabotaged my presentation. I knew it was him. I saw his phallus this weekend in the shower. This isn't very fun. It did get tedious, and we're only halfway through. At least there's a break. I need to visit the ladies' room. I'll join you. That was a pretty weird presentation, huh? You mean Tybalt's? Yeah. I couldn't help but notice that, what? Jill, what's wrong? It's nothing. Crap, I shouldn't have brought it up. Hey, Sniffles. What's wrong? There's this guy I thought I liked, and it's so stupid. I already knew I wasn't the one he dated, but I just didn't think it would be a big deal since it felt so good when it was just us. Is it Grim? Yeah. I know that feeling. This is so not what I imagined this would feel like. It's so awkward, I don't know what I should feel. Believe me, you can't control those feelings. No matter how hard you try, they'll still be there. You can't act like it doesn't bother you, but deep down, it does. And with someone like Grim, sweetheart, I don't think you can escape having competition. So what do? I'm not cut out for this. If it's any help, Grim would like to tell you to follow your heart. Would he? 100% sure he would. You have to choose for yourself. I'm so sorry this happened. Me too. Nope. It's Arias' turn to do that. Go tell her. Why are you here?
I'm out.
Haha, of course that's why. Is this the paradigm shift of our relationship? Are you gonna turn up like a junkie looking for a fix from now on? It's not what this is. Bullshit. You could have picked up the phone any day, but you waited and decided to show up saying, I'm out. I didn't pick up the phone because I didn't know what to say to you. I thought showing up would help me figure it out. And did it? I'm waiting for you to apologize. What is this, junior high? Do you know me? You'll be waiting a long fucking time. I figured as much. So, do you have anything for me? I didn't know you still wanted it. I changed my order. The fuck you didn't? I know you need money. You're paying double. No, I'm not paying double. You are, and it's not because you're a cunt. My prices are up. By double, I don't believe you. We're not in fucking church. Believe what you want. This time it's double if you want it. I can't afford it. That's it? You don't want to talk? Like, for real? It's been longer than usual this time. What did you expect? You went around my back. You think I enjoy partying with those people? You think I would have done it if I didn't have to? You didn't tell me. That's the issue. Why would I have to tell you? You're not in on this. Because it affected the dicks. What part about that don't you understand? You ruined our tradition after you promised to be there. Come on, you haven't been around for that long to call it a tradition. Call whatever the fuck you want then, you ruined it. Like you haven't ruined parties before. How many times have you fucked with the Tri-Alphas since coming here? I lost count. Don't compare me and you to me. Don't compare me and you to me and the Tri-Alphas. And some of that shit you're doing. What shit? You're passing the blame. Says the master to their student. What else was I... Ugh, what else was it that I was responsible for? Breaking into the mansion, right? Or did the list grow longer since? No, that one's on me. I shouldn't have said that it was your fault. I was angry. I'm sorry. It's not that hard to say it. I'm not sorry. I did what I had to do. Did you change your mind? No, I accept. It's just a big step to me. It's just a membership. The real steps are taken behind those doors. Sure. Rude. She could notice the first time I can afford it. You're worth it. Josie knew some of my life struggles, but I don't think she could quite relate to that feeling I had walking through the gym. It might sound stupid, but I felt like I was normal. I've always felt a bit on the outside when growing up. But I tried to be me, and that can be hard. Hold on. Being yourself isn't just about showing your best sides to others. It's coming to terms with your flaws and daring to be different if that's what it takes to be you. People hide the way they are in many different ways. Really? Really. I don't know quite the words to respond to that. But first, I think I have to say thank you for the confidence. You had no reason to be this honest with me. I know, and I did it because I have the feeling that you're in the same boat. Am I wrong? How do you mean? It's hard for you to talk about these sorts of things. Relationships, family, problems. I've always been keeping things to myself, if that's what you mean. You're introverted, right? Yeah, but it's been a choice. It's been the easiest road to travel. Exactly, I'm the same way when it comes to this. But you're very outgoing. Yeah, but I keep my shield up like you. Does it feel good to lower it? It kinda did just now. But your problems aren't the kind to be embarrassed about. Like, the one with your ex-boyfriend sleeping with one of your friends? That happens a lot, I think. It's a failure to me, being abandoned like that. I think that's what's embarrassing. Still, as I see it, I can't be dishonest with you in return. I stand too much to lose. I want to help you, Maya. Just because I didn't join the Haunts, I've been talking to people, Grimm and Josie, and sensing that there's something bigger that you need help with. And I always promised myself that I'd pay it forward some way. I feel like there's an opportunity for it now. But you don't know what you'd be helping me with, right? So tell me, trust me the way I trusted you. The truth is that it takes guts to show people who you are, unfiltered. But it's never too late if you want to change and walk that path through life. Wow. It can take one person to make you want to change and take that first step. Although not recommended, sometimes alcohol does the job for you. And if you dared to be yourself, who knows what you'd stand to gain. Do you think that would work? It's a long shot, but it has a chance. That would be amazing. Can't promise anything, but I'll get back to you. Just try to keep your expectations low so I don't feel like shit if I fail, okay? Alright. And don't say anything about this to anyone. I don't want it to become another rumor. My lips are sealed, and I'll leave those here. What you do with them, that's your choice. Just know that you can still stay here and also have that. It's uncommon, but we'll make it work. Bye, Maya.
Got the Haunts outfit. Yep.
Yep. Yep. But on the other hand, if you dared to be yourself, who knows what you'd stand to lose?
Knew it.
I knew it too. That was why we did that. Because I knew it was the end of the episode.
Yeah, I figured it was. They're recapping on everything. I kind of feel like it's going the way that all the relationships are going to... Because that one...
Well, all right, guys. On a preface of this, this is the last episode we have. Like, this is it. When episode 8 ends, that's the end of the second season. And right now, the third season is still in development, so it's not finished. We don't know when it will be finished, but we'd like to present it to you, you know, the way we can. Let me...
may be more to it now because
there's going to be more to it. Patreon, and it is Dr. Pink Cake. Let me see. Dr. Pink Cake on Patreon, and it should say, should definitely tell us here. Access to new update season 3, 2 weeks after early access release. Okay, access new patches of season 1, season 2. Alright, so what does he have right now? Okay, right now we have in development, Being a Dick, episode 9, version 0.90, in development. Being a Dick Interlude, Season 3. That's an interlude. That's actually available right now. It's $5. So, yeah. We can get Season 3 for $5. It's just an interlude. So, I will buy this, but we will... So, well, we're going to play 8, and then we're going to play the interlude. But right now, 9 is still in development right now. So it's going to be a little while before we actually get that done. And he said he's constantly rendering shit 24/7. Custom render, submit your ideas. Episode 9 preview, number 13. He's still working on episode 9 as of 4 days ago. Status update. It's coming. It's just going to be a little while, but it's probably going to be 10 episodes completely because episode 9 is 9.0.
Yeah.
So that means that episode 10 would be 1.0. Okay. So the game would be completely done on episode 10. So episode 9 is in dev. When it is done, we will bring it to you. Season 3 might just have it might just have 2 episodes, which is fine. I mean, it also has an interlude. I don't know what they're interluding, but yeah.
Yeah.
So we have this one big episode, and then, well, we'll get the interlude. After that, I don't know if we'll get 9. If 9 is completed, we'll play 9. If not, we're playing City of Broken Dreamers. But,
okay.
Dick's score was updated. Oh, hold on back. Permanent affinity is Dick. 12 Dick choices. 0 chick choices. 12. 40 chick actions. Took 40 chick actions. 112. Money, no money.
No money.
Fast classes, 14. Perfect classes, 3. Failed classes, 1. Mansion score, wow. Mansion money, $43. Jill caved to Tybalt's demands and accepted to date him 3 times while not seeing me in private. It was hard for me to accept that I had to stay away from her. I chose to not give in too easily and to fight for her. I learned that Jill is a virgin and she expects the first time to be perfect. That's a lot of pressure she's putting on something so natural as sex. I worked for Isabella in the library and learned that she'd been mentoring Sage for a dissertation. Isabella's trying to ruin the dates that Tybalt is forcing upon Jill. Isabella found Kathy's panties in her car and confronted me about them. While she understood why I did it and didn't get angry about it, she warned me about continuing down that road while dating Jill. After helping Maya with her dad, Josie stayed with me overnight. Josie joined the Hots to get away from Maya's dorm. I didn't like that, but it was needed. I joined the gym together with Josie. I tried to help Maya with her dad. It went okay. Maya's living alone in her dorm after Josie joined the Hots. They feel that they are drifting apart because of this, but I get the impression that they will work for it. Ashley and Sarah made an effort and apologized to Maya during our gender studies class. Sage is being mentored by Isabella. During the Hots party, Sage and I talked and had sex. She doesn't want to promise me anything, but she said she's open to exploring us a bit more. I don't know what she means by this, but I hope it means we can start dating and doing other things together. Sage asked me to plan a Halloween party together with her and Quinn. Should be interesting if I choose to do it. Hopefully we get Halloween at least in this next episode. So who's your new roommate? I'm Grim, Maya's roommate. Are you living here with my daughter? Are you sleeping in that bed? Patrick is the most overprotective douche I've met. I don't deserve this treatment from you. I'm still paying for a room I don't use, and it's all for you. It's for us. I'm sorry, but I'm having such a hard time with all this. I've decided to move on and find new employment. What, are you quitting? I heard that Kathy's quitting. Is it because of what happened with the cluck? Oh, these windows aren't cheap. I know a guy who can do the job. Lewis, he owes me one. It's just 3 dates. I can endure that. You are so naive. Oh my god, Tybalt, your teeth! Jill is warming up to me. I can feel it. Have fun not seeing her again. You're risking everything I'm trying to do by being here. I'm not used to that. Are you a virgin? Something about this feels off. We accepted all daughters, but 3 chose to quit. You should talk to the sisters who left. I won't be a part of anything that has you in it. Good, that's all I needed to hear. I'm sensing that there's something bigger you need help with. I'll leave those here. You're my fuck buddy. I thought you were okay with that. I think I want something more than that. It feels like you want me to promise that I'm gonna be with you, and I can't promise that. I want you to find out who Chad's been fucking behind my back. Sage, I'm not cheating on you. Liar, you fucking liar. Yep. I knew it. I actually got a tip early on about this. So I knew. I just didn't want to spoil it. But I knew. And with that,
save it.
We're going to go ahead and end it. And episode 8 has begun. This is, well, not quite the end. I just have to go buy the next one. But it's okay. I've enjoyed this, and I know you have. And the story's only getting more interesting. And we're going to keep up with it. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord Dead Penetration. And we are out for Being a Dick, our Adult Games Corner with Being a Dick. We'll see you next time.